Wisconsin and beyond. I'm Maggie Dawn, your host of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's been a barn burner of a day, and the news just does not stop, everybody. My thanks to our great list of guests. We had, of course, our special guest from Emily's List, Christina Reynolds, because it sounds like change. She's going to be here every Wednesday with me at 2:30. We had our Maggie and the Millionaires Patriotic Millionaires segment with Bob Lord, a tax policy expert, as well as Scott Ellis, one of the founding board members of the Excessive Wealth Disorder Institute. And of course, Greg Jackson from the White House's Office of Gun Violence Prevention joining us just at the bottom of the hour. Thanks to all. And of course, kicking it off, who can ever forget former Illinois Congressman and our good friend, Joe Walsh. I can't wait to talk to Joe more as we approach the election. But everybody, here is what I think government can be very much represented today in a piece of legislation introduced by Pennsylvania Congresswoman Summer Lee, the first Black woman ever elected to Congress from Western Pennsylvania. She was born and raised in the Mon Valley of Pennsylvania. She spent her early professional career as an attorney and a community organizer. She was in the state legislature in Pennsylvania. She graduated from Penn State and Howard University School of Law. She introduced what is called the American Stability Act. But let's start with some context before I get into the details of this legislation. Since the 1970s, productivity and worker wages have become decoupled. It should be the case that as worker productivity goes up, so do wages, hopefully in similar proportions, right? I mean, that only makes sense because the more productive we are as workers, the more the folks that own corporations make. So we should also share in those corporate profits through wages. But today, more than 40% of working Americans make less than the median cost of living for a single adult with no children. And more than 70% of Americans make less than the median cost of living for a single adult with one child. The fact of the matter is that the bottom has simply fallen out of the wage floor, leaving the middle class workers feeling like we're getting screwed, like we have nothing to stand on, like we cannot make it work. We cannot make our paychecks stretch. And at the same time, our tax system is awash with unmerited giveaways and tax breaks for the richest, most consistently profitable corporations and the ultra wealthy. Now, the bill that Representative Lee has introduced, called the American Stability Act, is a powerful, common sense legislative solution to the ongoing threat to our democracy and to capitalism that is posed by this increasing level of economic inequality that plagues our country. If you feel like you're not getting ahead, you're not imagining that. That's because the tax code isn't built for the middle class. Now, this American Stability Act combines tax and wage reforms into a single piece of legislation. And the goal of this legislation is to establish what should be a common sense and stable relationship between labor and capital that should permanently protect American workers from this uneven globalized economy, rapid technological change, and the power that is wielded in our political system by the ultra wealthy. I call this absolutely groundbreaking. It's transformative. We need to alleviate taxes on working people, shifting that responsibility to the ultra wealthy. If you're trying to help your kids buy a home, get them through college without debt, leave a little behind for your family. I'm not talking about that. I'm not even talking about 2, 3, 4, 5 million. I'm talking about the ultra wealthy. It is time that they paid their fair share. Take, for example, the fact that the minimum wage in this country has not been raised since 2009. Why do we have a minimum wage? Why don't we have a stability wage? A stability wage that ensures that the middle class is indeed stable. So let's look at what the American Stability Act proposes to do. First, it establishes a cost of living exemption for federal taxes equal to the median cost of living for a single adult with no children. Duh. What this means is if you're making less than it costs to live, you don't pay taxes. I want you to think about that. If you make less money than it costs to live today, why are you paying a penny in taxes? You shouldn't. It's that simple. Secondly, the American Stability Act shifts tax responsibility, that tax responsibility, onto taxpayers that make more than $1 million a year. It replaces the federal minimum wage with that stability wage that I'm talking about. We're going to start it at $20 an hour. And it indexes the stability wage to inflation or to the increase in the average wage for all workers. And it eliminates most exceptions to wage law, which allows employers to pay some classes of worker less than others. We'll talk about this again tomorrow, because this is just